The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
The Sunranto Show is brought to you by all of our Patreon subscribers. Find out more about how you can subscribe for early and ad-free access and special perks at every level when you go to patreon.com/sunranto and sign up for as little as a dollar today. Do it now. Enjoy the show.
Coffee blue blood flowing through our veins. Sitting in the bleachers in the rain. We've shed a million tears and drank as many old-style beers out at the game. Let's go, Cubby, Sunranto.
Michael Cotton.
Sunranto.
Michael Cotton.
Sunranto and the lovable Lucy.
Boutros Ghali.
Sunranto.
Michael.
Sunranto.
Cotton.
Sunranto and the lovable Lucy.
Michael Cotton.
Hey there, Cub fans. Welcome to the Sunranto Show. It is Cubs spring training game eve.
Yeah. Yay!
We made it, everybody.
It's almost the thing that we want, but haven't got to yet.
Yeah, well, listen.
The World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, when's that start? Let's talk about that.
Any baseball is better than no baseball, so I'm in a jovial mood this evening.
That's not true.
What, I'm not in a jovial mood? I'm in a pissed off mood?
No, the clown ball is worse than baseball.
Well, good thing
might be the worst thing.
Good thing we're talking about Cubs baseball tonight and not clown ball, because all hope springs eternal at this time of year. This is the time of year, which I'm just going to start out by first welcoming everybody. Thank you for watching the Sunranto Show tonight. I'm Danny Rocket. We got IFG infield fly girl here. Michael Cotton's here. And we're gonna talk a little bit about the Cubs and what's going on there in spring training as they start games. But this is all brought to you by our 107 Patreon supporters. We're going to give a prize away tonight to one of those 107 Patreon supporters. I've got it right here. It's a multi-prize.
Prize.
We're going to start with
people.
Yeah, we got a pop socket for Myrtle Beach, where the single A team plays. Myrtle Beach about to pop on your phone.
Whenever I hear pop socket, I only think of my shoulder.
Should get that looked at. We also have another minor league package. We got the South Bend Cubs hat.
So it's A. Now we got double A.
And then we're moving up.
Moving on up.
Actually, these are both A teams. Myrtle Beach. Yeah. Low and high.
Oh yeah, it is. That's right.
Yeah, okay. And then Tennessee, and then Iowa, and then
Tennessee.
We're giving away this one too. It says now we're moving up to the big leagues with an obvious shirt ripoff. Actually, Joe might have made this. I'm not sure. It doesn't have his logo on it, but the middle of the friendly confine shirt. We're giving this all the way tonight to a very lucky Patreon supporter. Thank you so much for supporting us. You can support us at patreon.com/sunranto. It's how we keep the lights on here all year long. Please do that. So what are you drinking to get through this show? What's everybody drinking out there? And
I gotta go grab Michael.
See, Michael has such terrible alcohol-induced dementia that he now forgets to drink beer.
It's actually fucked up, man.
I got my yerba mate, drinking it out of my Cubs mug, and it's bitter and delicious, and I'm enjoying it. What you got?
Me. Hi. I'm drinking some Korean wine. I've got some Chungha here. It's a little bit like soju, but it's not quite so astringent, so you can drink it faster.
I honestly do not know how IFG makes it through one of our shows. She drinks the fucking strongest stuff.
It's the redheads, man. They could drink. They can drink.
The
drinkers can sink.
I come from a very long line of devoted Irish alcoholics.
There you go. No, I'm busting out the Dead Guy IPA.
Oh, I love Dead Guy.
So I've only had the Dead Guy Ale. I've never tried the Dead Guy IPA. I've had other Rogue IPAs, but this is the first time I've seen this. And I had to get it because there are 69 IBUs.
Oh, nice. That's a nice amount of IBU. We got Clint Nathan in the chat. He's drinking wine, which didn't Clint drink like two bottles of wine during our show last week or the week before?
Yes, he did.
That was amazing. That was
he did. And then I think he died during the post show.
Bernie has an infused beverage. Infused with what, Bernie? Like, that's really the question. Like, you know, you can infuse your beverage with water or lemonade, but I don't think that's what you're talking about.
No, it's
I lived in Oregon for a while. I have a very strong feeling I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
Chamomile, I'm sure, just like. let's see who else. Penrose Beer from Facebook user. We don't know who you are, Facebook user. And Ori Dobson simply says cheers. Artie Boucher, he's got a Pepsi. A regular and chilled. It's very nice. And
John, see, that's Artie's fucking like protest against the Cubs.
Joey's got a rum and coke. He's came to party. See, this is different because we're doing a Friday night, and so I think
and everybody's ripping. So we got Floyd's gumball head.
I'm going to be the only sober person on this show, which is a rarity for a guy like me.
It's funny because I often call John a gumball head.
He does resemble a gumball machine. It is true. Let's talk about the Cubs. The spring training, it has begun. I mean, they're down there. They're having fun. And I'm not one to get all giddy over just watching dudes stretch out and like do a little batting practice, you know, and the pitching coach, he hit a huge home run off the pitching coach. Like, I don't know what I'm looking at. They're just practicing. They're warming up. They're exercising. You know, I want to watch a game. But I must admit, like, the last few days of like the picture day happening and like Seiya Suzuki getting Justin Bieber as a nickname somehow and like just all the fun stuff. And I'm kind of getting excited just about like the team just being just kind of having fun. Just where are you
there,
guys at?
And I'm with you. I mean, you know, I'll sit there and complain all off season. You guys know I'm a total grumper's pants whenever there's not actually games happening. And most of the time when there are games happening, but God damn it, if spring doesn't just rope me in eventually, right? I'm just sucked right back in. Like nothing ever happened.
I feel it. I feel it. I'm excited. It's fun. I think not having any stress of anticipation of having any sort of a winning team just makes this fun. Like, if they don't lose all 162, then it's all fucking gravy, right?
There'll be a couple walk-offs. We'll have a couple of memeable moments. Some of the guys will be funny.
Well, you know what they say. It's you win 60, you lose 60. It's the
other 60 in the something.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's too many games. Yeah.
It's the 40 in the middle that, make or break a season. And so that's what it, so I guess I'm looking forward to a whole season.
So vote blue no matter who.
Well, I watched a little baseball today. I was watching the Padres and the Mariners. I don't know if you caught any of that game today, but the first infraction of the pitch clock happened. And it was Manny Machado. I don't know if you saw the video, but it was kind of interesting how it happened because he was in the box. He just wasn't paying attention. So they interviewed him right afterwards. He's like, I was looking down and I knew they told me, they said 2 seconds. So I stood in, but then I looked down like just as a habit. He's like, I think I'm going to be starting a lot of counts this year. Down 0-1.
Oh, God bless.
And he didn't care. He didn't seem to care.
But wait a second. If he's in the box,
you got to be paying attention. You got to be looking and engaged and ready to be receiving the pitch.
Right.
Oh, I just thought maybe the pitcher should throw.
I mean, they can. They're allowed to. Like, for rules and safety thing, because we don't actually want Manny Machado to die. We would prefer that he be paying attention.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the pitcher should have to throw the ball at least to get the strike. So strike one is just like a fucking 63 mile per hour ephus.
And he's not looking.
Right. And Manny Machado's like, whoa, what the hell just happened?
But we
like,
talked about it.
Amazing.
I mean, now there's new balk rules. So you're not allowed to quick pitch. You're not, I mean, so I think that you've got to be, so it's all over the, but you're thinking about, they're thinking a lot about, about a lot of new things out there. And it was just kind of interesting.
Think about.
Yeah. And it was interesting to see. Now, for the most part, you know, they were getting that pitch over from what I noticed with like pretty much 5 seconds left on the pitch clock, 7 seconds, 8 seconds, especially with a runner on. It was a really quickly played game. Granted, spring training, they're not taking as much time between innings. There's not a mascot race. There's not a seventh inning. Well, there's a seventh inning stretch, but there's not a mascot race and all this other crap. But here, look what Jeff Passan tweeted out today, just after the games today. Time of Padres Mariners, 2 hours, 29 minutes. Time of Rangers Royals, 2 hours, 33 minutes. He obviously knows it's a spring training minuscule sample. It's but that is a pretty drastic change, because I've even been at spring training games when they're doing all the substitutions that have gone on for 5 hours.
Yeah. Hold on. Since you put that up there, that's one of my TFCs in here, because Passan says this is spring training and a minuscule sample, but it's hard to understate how drastically the pitch clock is going to change baseball. And on Reddit, this RS426 points out, it's hard to overstate, not understate. Understate would imply it's not a big change. And then Bubs K12 says, I can't overstate how I can't understate how right you are, or the other one. And then Randy 2468 1012 says, apparently flammable and inflammable mean the same thing. So everybody taking everybody over there on Reddit taking Passan to task on not understanding the fucking words that he's using. He's a professional writer.
Yeah, well, it is difficult when you get into those double negatives, like, you know, when you start talking
about the
worst greatest, you know, the best worst. Stop for
5 seconds, but he had to be the first person to get that tweet out.
Yeah, he well, that's the game. That's the game. And the game is much shorter now. So I did enjoy. I just loved having it on the background, kind of seeing those Padres. We were talking a little bit about it on the Discord of me and you, IFG, about how the Padres team is so frustrating to watch as a Cubs fan, because it's what you wish the Cubs were doing. Like, they literally took Yu Darvish. They could have had all the players. They went and got Juan Soto.
I was on the Chicago Wants Machado train. I was begging for Juan Soto. I'm still so mad about Yu Darvish. Like, that's my team. They're just in the wrong city and the wrong colors, and it's frustrating.
It is, because they have the team that we want, and it is completely put together out there, and they're favored to win the NL. And I'm like, why not us?
Oh, they got Bogarts. They took my Cats player.
They also took Alfonso Rivas. I saw he got an AB today, too. I was like, good for him. He's going to get a ring this year.
And they signed my birthday twin, Colbert Hamels, to a minor league contract.
Yeah,
I mean, unless an absolute catastrophe happens, like San Diego gets hit by a meteor, he's never going to throw a major league pitch. But they signed him. That's the point.
Yeah. So, well, they look a lot better than the Cubs are going to look tomorrow, because that looked like a pretty put together team. The Mariners look good, too. They looked like they had some good players out there, and they were really trying. It was great to watch. It was just nice to have on in the background. Let's talk a little about the Cubs. I enjoy this, and we're going to do a little bit later in the show where we're going to try to guess. IFG put together a game where we get to guess which nondescript new white Cubs player is behind the disguise, and it counts down and the puzzle pieces disappear. But
we're just trying to learn our bullpen members' names so we know who blows the safe.
There's a lot of new guys on the team. I mean, I'm going to spend a lot of time seeing games with my mom being like, who's that guy? Who's that guy? Well, he came from here.
This should help.
Yeah.
Spark your memory.
This is really a public service. But because when the Cubs started tweeting out picture day pictures, and I'm going to put a few up, I must admit, I don't really know who these guys are. Like Michael, real quick, top left, who is that?
Danny, I'll go one further. There are only two pictures here. There's one guy up in the top left, and the other three are the same guy.
Exactly. No, because honestly, in the chat right now,
my first thought was they were all the same guy until I noticed the dark beard on the guy up in the upper left.
Honestly, in the chat right now, who are these four gentlemen?
I will fully admit, and I'm almost embarrassed of this because y'all know I pay attention to this game. And there has been at least three, maybe four times this week where I have looked at something that At Cubs has posted and gone, is that Eric Hosmer? Because I had completely forgotten that we had signed him.
Well, yeah, Clint's coming.
You have no idea how long it took me to recognize Ben Zobrist. Like, I think it was 2017. Like, like every time I fucking saw him, I was like, who's that?
Who's Amish guy on second base?
He finally started wearing black shoes at home, and then I was like, I know who that is.
Well, he was
that was his rebellious era. Yeah.
Well, he was being overshadowed by his wife, let's be fair. But Clint Nathan, I think, has it mostly right. Hosmer, Tyone Mancini, and then Michael Fulmer, I guess, is the upper right-hand current. Now, how about these guys? Here's another picture. I'll put another one out there. Now, this one's a lot easier. So you got Stroh and Seiya. We all know that. But how about the bottom?
I'm going bottom right, Tucker Barnhart.
Nope.
Okay, guessing because catchers wear their hats backwards.
Bottom left is Tucker Barnhart, I believe.
Oh, I went bottom right. No,
Cody Bellinger, love.
Bottom left.
That is Bellinger. Yeah, you're right.
Bottom left is a trick question because that's the same bottom left from the last picture.
So that's Jan Bones, ain't it?
Yeah, on the right. I might have it reversed, like the way I'm seeing it, because I have my camera on reverse thing, so maybe I'm seeing it backwards.
I don't know.
How about these guys? These are young dudes.
Okay, so that's Kevin Alcantara up there.
Yeah, I got Alcantara. I got Jensen because his name is right there. He's the smartest guy on the team. He's like, nobody knows who I am. I may as well show him my back. He's number 84, which means he's never been on a big league field.
Well, yeah, and you got Pete Crow Armstrong and Mash Mervis too. So,
I know Mash. He's the big boy there on the bottom.
Yeah. So, but when I started seeing those pictures coming out, I was like, there are a heck of a lot of new faces coming out. Now this is the one I really loved. And I didn't know what Alcantara really looked like before, but then they tweeted him with some bling on. And Morel with his bling, and they tweeted the word icy with the chili emoji guy, the frozen chili emoji guy. And so I was like, oh, let me take a look at the bling. And here's Morel's bling. He got number 5. And not only does he have the number 5, he's got a nose ring and a couple earrings in each of his ears. He does the 2 in the left and the 1 in the right, which is also what I do. So I think he probably learned that from me this summer.
He's also got the goat. He's also got the goatee a little bit.
Little mustache.
And I'm getting really strong Dennis Rodman vibes.
I also love that other little necklace that he's got there. It's got the heart and then the heart hands and then a peace symbol.
Yeah. And he's just like a total hippie.
Not a puka shell to be found, though.
God bless.
and neither does Alcantara have a puka shell. But I really want – I'm like, what is that? It looked like – it's a triangle, and it looked like it's a triangle medallion, and then it looks like there's like 3 stalks of wheat or something is what I – so I zoomed in, and I got the picture for you here. It's actually claw marks, and it says the Jaguar. So – but
and
I'm
then
like,
that triangle is – oh, go ahead.
I didn't even notice the triangle. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah, that triangle is an A, and then you'll see the little K there behind the slash mark. So that's K-A, Kevin Alcantara, and then the Jaguar is his nickname.
I got it. But so wouldn't it be cooler if he just got something like this with, like, a giant blingy Jaguar on it? Like, that's
no,
what I
he's got the K-A.
No, man, because he's going to put that, when he's famous, that K-A is going to go on his, like, Louis Vuitton bags.
Yeah, and today I learned Jaguars only have three toes.
See, you said right there,
I'm always learning shit from what Kevin Alcantara wears on his neck. I'm like, hey, now I know Jaguars are three-toed beasts.
Well, hopefully he's not a three-toed sloth because we need him to be faster than that. Now, Christopher Morel, though, he showed up not only with I think he's probably from that giant weighted chain that he's wearing around. I think that must be why he's freaking jacked as hell right now, because he's on the Seiya Suzuki. Yeah, because I'm putting up some pictures I saw on Twitter. This is of a video of him. There's a still shot of a video of him working out. Like, his arms are just huge right now. His biceps are ginormous. There he is making a crazy freaking muscle face. He looks a little skinny from this side of things, but he's, you know, he got to the major leagues and he wants to stay. And it sounds like they keep having other guys to compete with him, which we're going to talk about Alex Rios in the second section of this show, because the Cubs went out and got him from the Dodgers. They already had McKinstry from the – wait, what's his name? I wrote it down.
Edwin Rios?
McKinstry-Bronigal?
No, all the name, not
McKinstry. Oh, McBoatstra-Bronigal.
Yeah, but now it's got more now. It's Morio Boats – Morio Boats – Morio Boatmaster Kinstrigal.
Morio Boatmaster Kinstrigal.
We might need to workshop that one.
Dude, I nailed it in one. You said it. I repeated it. I am a monkey.
I'm not going to argue with you, but, you know. But, no, I mean, so they, you know, Morel, Sarah Sanchez goes on about this on our show, the Cup of Cubby Blue show. She's like, he's like top 10 and everything. Speed, bat power, barrel rate, you know. And now these are the nerd stats.
Yeah.
That all the nerds in the front office are supposed to like and value. But because they didn't think of it and he came out of nowhere, they're mad about it, it seems. And they're like, we need a guy who is like worse than that, with who got injured, you know, like what are you doing?
That is being honestly, that's being as nice as possible, is to just say, you know what? Because they didn't know and it just kind of surprised them that they did all this. That's the reason. That's being super nice. And I don't need to say why that's being nice. You all get it. But it has been their MO from the beginning. If there's a guy that they don't have any fucking clue about who comes up and is good, they don't want to fucking play him.
Yeah.
Nico Horner's a goddamn, like, steadfast, solid dude in this lineup. He is never going anywhere. He's their guy. They love him. But good Lord, for fucking 2 years, he hasn't had enough AAA at bats. How can he possibly play in the big leagues if he doesn't hit at least 27 times down in Iowa? Like, that's all we heard for fucking two seasons. And now they just act like that never happened. But it's because they weren't expecting him. And that's been the front office all day long. They don't know what they have. And then when they get something that's really good, they try to figure out how it's not real.
Yeah. I kept trying to think of other people that surprised me as much as Morel, like, did in his debut. And I get it. And you're going to get some sophomore jinx maybe out of the situation. The question is, can he adjust as they adjust? But it seems like he's got the work ethic to do it. Cause I think we've all seen people who come up and, you know, I think Almora seems like that guy, like all the promise in the world. Everybody's high on him. Great contact skills. You know, everybody's like, oh, there's no way this guy misses. Or like Clint freaking Frazier or Jackson Frazier, where, you know, all the skills in the world just like can't put it together for whatever reason. You know, and then there's a guy like Morel who like gets in a car accident, has his arm nearly severed from his body. Like, no, figures
he ran through a plate glass door. That's how that happened.
Oh yeah.
Massive
injury, comes back. Yeah.
But Almora,
like, look at him this off season. Like, where's the 35 pounds of muscle? Bonagall put on.
Yeah, on Madge.
Across all of them.
Right. Yeah. So we got to talk about some of these nicknames too, because I just said one of them, and it's my least favorite, and the one I'm going to use the most is Nick Madrigal being called Madge.
Madge, isn't that like for a woman named Margaret or something? Yeah. Like Madge?
Yeah.
Oh,
Madge. Maggie or Madge.
It's like some like middle of the night truck stop waitress who chain smokes Eve Parliament 100s like all night long.
He's in the dugout. Kiss my grits.
Hey, but, Madge, my booth is dirty again.
Clean it yourself. But I absolutely loved the video, and I won't play the whole thing, but I think we should go through some of these nicknames that I heard, because a lot of them are so boring, you know, and it's like we were making fun of the nondescript white guys on the team. Like, it literally is, we'll put an E on the end of your name, and that's your nickname. That's not a nickname. Your name's Justin Steele, and now your name is Steely. No, that's not an Ross is Rossi. Like, no, that's not a nickname. A nickname is something different than your name that has something to do with you that you got because of a funny story. Like Crawley's nickname, for example, was because he was,
it's because
he
his
couldn't
name
stand
is
up.
Crawl. Yeah. And we just added an E to it.
Everybody knows Lemmy from Motorhead. You know why he's called Lemmy?
No.
Because he was always begging for money. It's Lemmy a fiver.
Nice. Exactly. So I would like everybody to put your nicknames in the chat, like at any point of your life. And I'll divulge that mine as a child, that I have the picture. I put this on Twitter today. I, as a 13, 14 year old, I was nicknamed Spanky. And here's why, because here's me with the fish. And I look exactly like Spanky, like McFarlane, this little chubby, fat, prepubescent boy in that picture. And so they call me Spanky. And how? So how about you, IFG? Did you ever have a good nickname?
I didn't. You know, I have never really had a nickname. I've had like some handles that people have called me through the years. You know, I'm like, everybody calls me IFG now.
If you never had a nickname before, you're solidly IFG now.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. I honestly don't even know your first name.
Okay, it's not a very good one.
Clint Nathan, he said this on our Discord chat today. He said that his nickname was Daddy Ass, and it's because he's like the oldest guy in his workout group. And I was like, that's some kind of gym you're going to.
The other guys in his workout group have seen him in the shower, and they're like, look at that daddy ass over there. Just sagging daddy ass.
Now, I've toured that kind of gym before. I've seen that. Dominic has, he's Zorro. Joey is Sloth. That's pretty good. I know yours is Boutros Ghali. Now, how'd you get that one?
Yes.
Michael.
Yeah, that's a story. Well,
see, and that's literally when I was young and doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, we used to go out to different places and party. And so we had to make up names so that we could use those names and people wouldn't know who we really were in case we had to bolt. And Boutros Ghali was like the prime minister of Israel at the time. And I thought it was a funny name. So I called myself that one night and it fucking stuck.
It just stuck. Yeah. I called my friend, my old drummer, Dog Meat one night because I forgot his name. And I was like introducing him to somebody, and I had known him for like a couple months, but I just like was drunk and like forgot his name, you know. It was like, his name's Colin, but I was like, this is Dog Meat. And everybody was like, ha ha ha. He's been Dog Meat for the next 25 years. It's that's hilarious.
That's my best one of those is back in my teen days. I was extremely religious growing up, and I went to church camp, and I was just terrible. I could not remember this kid's name to save my life. And one day, like the third night of church camp, I was like, look, you look like a Charlie. Can I just call you Charlie? And he's like, yeah, we could roll with that. Sure, I'll be Charlie. So he was Charlie the whole rest of the week. He met his girlfriend that weekend. Like 5 years later, they got married. When she went and got her last name changed to his last name, he got his first name changed to Charles.
Oh my God. Nice. That's some shit right there. I'm digging some of these nicknames we got in the chat.
Dominic has a 8-ball, which I guess they don't test for that at the post office. Oh, it's probably about pool. Sorry, I didn't get those confused.
Or he's a bald black man. I don't know.
DJR has a beaker.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Artie, I never knew this about Artie, but he's been called Arby's or Professor Moriarty. I don't know about Moriarty. That's obviously a very long name to call somebody.
Yeah.
But I love Arby's.
Yeah, Moriarty is like one of those names that you just get lost in the middle of saying it. You're like, you start out and then you end up somewhere nebulous, you know. But some of the Cubs, somebody, this is very good. You'll enjoy this. Seth today in the Patreon chat on Discord, he let us in on his nickname, which was 40-year-old woman. At the time, here's a picture of him as a youngster with Ron Santos. So this was some years ago. And it's true. You know, somehow Seth, who does not currently, he looks like a middle-aged man currently, at one point did look like a 40-year-old woman.
He looks like Howard years Stern.
Ago. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. More womanly than Howard Stern ever did. So, but my favorite Cubs nicknames, is my favorite one of them all is from, check this out. It is Congri. Do you know who Congri is? It means badass in Spanish.
El Congri. It means it's, badass.
Yeah. Nice. It's a Maya, but the Cubs spelled it wrong. They spelled it with a K on their thing, but it's Congri. And I was like, ooh, what does Congri mean? Not a lot of K's starting words in Spanish. So, you know, just in general, C's, yes, but
I'm not even 100% sure there's a K in the Spanish alphabet.
I mean, I think there is. Yeah,
everybody just
there
stopped.
Is.
Everybody just stopped. And went, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah,
no, I just ran through the alphabet. Yes, there is, but it's mostly in like loan words and stuff.
Yeah, like ganga or something like that, or like, yeah, words that aren't really like Spain Spanish, you know. But here's some other ones. So that one belongs to Miguel Amaya, is badass.
Nice.
But here's some good ones. I mean, here's the dumb ones. Belly for Bellinger. J-Mo, that's dumb. Dans for Dansby, okay, that's wait. Dumb.
That's the worst one, is Dans. Like you were talking earlier, you just added E to it.
Yeah, you took away the E.
Everybody was just like, Dansby isn't a real fucking name, so we're just going to stop using the last part of that thing.
Yeah. And he just turned it. He went from something that could be a nickname and then turned it into just like a boring dude name.
On his birth certificate, like, it says,
you're Swansby. Get over it.
Yeah, you're Swansby. now, I like Boom Boom Boomer. Do you know who that one belongs to?
Oh, that's Mancini, I think.
Yeah.
Is Boomer?
Boom.
Yeah. Okay, see Boomer.
See if you can guess some of these. Smiles.
Smiley.
Yep. Best Dad, which is the freaking worst one.
Oh, I remember that. See, I remember the videos.
I didn't get the Best Dad at all. Like when I saw him. So when we were watching this, I didn't recognize most of these guys unless it had their name on the screen.
Yeah.
That was Jan Gomes, I think.
Yeah. I think it was Gomes or Gomesy, as he'll be called by the end of the year.
Gomesy. Probably already is.
Barney or Tuck?
Yeah.
Tucker Barnhart.
Oh. Yeah. That's a person who's on our team.
Wiz. There's two Wizzes and Wizards, and it's Pee Wiz and Wes Neski. So they're going to have to battle that out.
I want to.
You know what?
How should they fight for the name?
Well, since we're here, which one makes the team? Because because I don't think either one of them are shooing to make the team. To be honest, at this point,
that's very true. But because the one person, this is a TFC I had from our text thread that we have, and I think somebody said Whiz Battle, and then I said I think Whiz Battle is a search term on Pernhub because I can't spell. And IFG responds, that's the only thing about this team that is, which I thought was absolutely hilarious.
And I like what Clint calls him Wes Nasty. And now that's better than Wiz. Like, you already got a Wiz. We got a P-Wiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then who else we got?
The Wiz Brothers. Can we call them the Wiz Brothers?
Let's not do that.
Yeah,
that would be another search term.
Yeah, it's a different category on Pornhub.
Call one Big Wiz and one Little Wiz.
And I thought like Wiz? Miles.
Let's let the Wiz go.
He Wiz and We Wiz.
Sponsored by Sloan and the Troughs. There's a natural
exactly startup company that went out of business.
So there's a this was the dumbest one. Miles Mastroboni. He's like, they either call me Mastro or Boney. So he's got two nicknames, and it's either the first half of his last name or the second half of his last name. That's not a nickname.
None of them are very good.
I would call him Miley.
I'm gonna call him riding the bus in Iowa. So, Nelly Flo, who's that? Nelly Flo.
Oh, that's Nelson Velasquez.
Yeah, that's a good one. Big A. I don't even know. Who's Big A? It's a pitcher, I think. Exactly. PCA, we know.
Do we also have a Big B on there as well?
Yeah, we do. We have a Big B because of Brendan Davis, because there was another Brendan on his Little League team. So it doesn't surprise me
that there were multiple children named Brendan.
I know, it's kind of a thing.
The chat says maybe Javier Assad is Big A.
No, it wasn't Assad. No? It was somebody else.
Assad's gay, isn't he? No, that's...
Caleb Killian's, which is just Kill.
Hell yeah.
That one was good.
That's just a good Kill. One.
Yeah.
Keegs for Keegan Thompson. Nah, that's that.
No, that's way too close to Kegels.
Now, how about this one? Chef Boy or Jenny from the Block? And do you know who that is?
I didn't know the Jenny from the Block, but I dig it. When he said it, I was like, yeah, Jenny from the Block. I like that. I've always liked that for some
reason. Ryan Jensen. So he's not well known guy. Yeah. The smooth as butter is Cam. What's his name? Cam Sanders? Cam
Saunders or something?
No, Kat, that's a quarterback.
Smooth as chicken grease.
Yeah. I forget who are we got a guy named Cam. I forget his last name. Then we got Roe. For Rowan Wick.
Wick.
Yeah. Box for Box. These are not nicknames. No. Bodies, Boat Show, you know.
Yeah, anything boat related.
And Cheese Man for Strumpf. Chase Strumpf and Cheese Man, which I was like.
Okay. I can roll with that.
There's a story there. I don't know. Maybe he throws cheese. I don't know.
Yeah. And then Jeremiah Estrada got Jay. And I'm like, once again, not a nickname. It's just like shortening your name.
Good name.
So, and of course, the best one of all, and I'm going to go back in my list here, is Seiya Suzuki, who somehow got nicknamed Justin Bieber.
Either that or he didn't understand the question.
I will let you know, I searched far and wide, and with all of my, I did not see any reference to Seiya being called Justin Bieber before exactly that moment. So I'm pretty sure he's just making shit up.
How funny would it be if he's just decided to answer any question that he doesn't understand with Justin Bieber?
Justin
and then
Bieber.
Just move the fuck on.
John Pickus says Jeremiah Estrada should be Bullfrog because Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Friend of mine. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes.
I like that. I love Jeremiah was Bullfrog. I have a cousin named Jeremiah, and
we should
Bullfrog
nickname the guy. A song that came out 40 years before he was born.
Love that. Three Dog Night, baby. So the game is tomorrow, and Marcus Stroman's pitching, and he's wearing a Red Bill hat out when he's practicing. Hopefully he'll be wearing that thing tomorrow. I don't know if that's a government issue, but it certainly looks smart, and I saw a lot of people commenting on the Red Bill hats.
People love
it. It really is great.
I've been begging for him to come back.
And, you know, I had a Red Bill hat, but unfortunately I lost it in a cup snake incident this past summer. I'll show you a little bit of it. I'll play the video of me chopping a cup in half. So there I am with my Red Bill hat. I chopped the cup. And then I'm pretty excited about that. People are giving me shit. and they're flicking me off, and I flick them off back, and I flick them off, and this guy pushes me, and then he's flicking me up, and then I flick his cuffs, and then some guy knocks my head off.
No fighting in the bleachers!
Somebody yells, no fighting in the bleachers, and that was the end of that red hat. I know to not go back for your hat when you've got a bunch of people trying to fight you. You lose the hat. You lost the hat. That was the end of my red bill hat. So John says I sacrificed the hat to a noble cause. I truly did. and so I've been looking to replace the hat. And so I looked up red bill hats, and the one that I'm looking to replace, which is the exact hat that I have, and I believe the one that you're currently wearing might be the same one, IFG.
Yeah, but this is like a wool one from 2008.
Okay, which is probably the last time maybe they were wearing those regularly.
I think so.
I'm not sure. I didn't look it up, but there's a couple of different Red Bill hats, and I'll drop the links for some of these in the chat. I'm just going to give you two of them. This is the one that it looks like the C is ginormous. Does that C look the wrong?
Big. It looks big, but I don't think it's.
It's just a correct. Very modern high crown kind of look. Like mine is a really low crown. It's more, you know, dad hat style. And this is the more fashionable, really high crown, like big hat thing. I would look like a mascot if I were wearing this hat.
I think the C is correct though. It's just a weird picture. I think
it doesn't look giant. That's the actual.
No, word. I think it might be squished a little bit to fit into the square.
Okay.
Or the C itself might be superimposed so that you can see the C better, and it's not actually at that angle.
Well, I don't know. Well, this is the one. I mean, I don't like this one that much, though. Something looks wrong to me about it. But this one. That I also dropped the link in the chat. I don't think this one's the one that, let me see if Strowman, he may be wearing, see, that looks like a smaller C. It's got white around the side. Yeah. Clint says that's Fanatic style. The C is larger for sure. Check this one out. It's got the World Series patch on the side. And you don't like this one?
I don't like that C at all. It's
too much white, right?
Entirely too much white. It's so out of balance.
And not only that.
The stitching around that red C is white instead of
on, people. I have never heard anybody on the Cubs say that's too much white.
It's kind of our thing.
Oh, Cotton.
It's our brand.
Yeah. So anyway, I dropped a couple links in the chat. I think we need to bring that red bill back. I certainly need a red bill. The other thing I wanted to point out before we take a commercial break is that we are starting spring training. And here's my only advice to everybody how to watch these games. And that is if the guy's doing terrible in the spring, then you absolutely know that he's working on something right now. And he's just working on something. He's going to be perfectly good as new. He's going to be awesome by the time the season starts.
I hope so, because he's going to be on the opening day roster.
Yeah. And now if he's great in spring training, that means that he's just going to have a monster year. Like he just came ready to work. He's in the best shape of his life. And that's how that goes. Now, this is also important. So you want your players to just work that way. And then you have to also remember that we cannot win baseball games. It's very important not to win any of these games.
So we have to send that guy to Iowa.
2016 Cubs, 11-19 in Cactus League action. That's a .367 winning percentage. Look at some of the other teams that did terribly in spring training. The San Francisco Giants, who are in the NLDS and faced the Cubs, 13-20. The Los Angeles Dodgers, who we faced in the NLCS, were 13-17, also did not have a good Cactus League. So we don't want to win games and want your players to be working stuff out. And the last thing I want to bring up is tickets. I've started a new service for Patreon people, and that is if you want – I know Sloan Park. I know Wrigley Field. Cubs tickets went on sale today. Sloan Park tickets are on sale on the secondary market on StubHub, also from the Cubs. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy from the Cubs right now. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy on StubHub. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy on other ticket resale sellers. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy from a season ticket holder who I may know. So here's my new ticket service for Patreon members only. Become one at patreon.com/sunranto. I will help you buy tickets. Oh, you need five people at a game in July? I'm going to figure out the best way for you to do that. Oh, you're going to go with an old lady who sits in the back row that needs to, but doesn't want to sit behind a pole? I'm going to help you do that. Oh, you need group tickets? I'm going to tell you how to do that. You know how to do all that stuff because I've been doing it for a decade or more. I had season tickets at Sloan Park. I know lots of people's season tickets. I go to all the games. I know the park. Great. I'm going to help you get tickets. In return, I just ask that you go to sunranto.com/tickets and click on our StubHub link and click on our Vivid Seats links and buy your tickets that way.
Well, also, you have to be a patron. So you got start at the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Pledge to give us a certain amount of money every month to take part in this wonderful service and then also use the link.
Yeah, and then you use the link, and because I can share you specific tickets from those links, like as part of like being an influencer. So and it's a way to keep.
And if you're not from town, I think Danny is really underselling like his local knowledge too. I went to Chicago for the first time this past summer, and Danny was literally invaluable. He could tell me where I was supposed to go to get my first Chicago hot dog, and where I needed to be at what time of day to make sure that I get to the tailgate party before the baseball game, and where I should sit at Comiskey, and you know, all of those things. And that's like, you can't just get that at vividseats.com. So, yeah.
And good parking spots, you might
save a bunch
of money on tickets, but you'll waste it on parking unless you talk to Danny. He tells you park at the corner of blah blah blah. Yeah. I'll have a fucking plastic chair sitting out there to have your name on it.
I got dibs. I'll be the most hated man in Wrigleyville. Just like, this guy's got plastic chairs all over the neighborhood.
Fucking dibs in the summer. People hate you.
Yeah, no. Corey said, I asked Danny for a good pizza place, and he said Domino's. Domino's delicious pizza. You don't want to hear that Chicago deep dish style. You'll end up gaining weight, get a heart attack like the super fans. But if you're going to the game tomorrow,
really say Domino's. You asshole.
No, I'm just kidding. Of course, I got lots of plays, but it's just the way I want to help people in the future and just provide more of a service from the Sun Ranto show. But so sunranto.com/tickets. That's what we're going to be doing from now on. I'm going to try to post up there throughout the week my ticket picks. Like, are you a baller? You want to sit in the front row and I see some good deal. I'll put that in like the baller section. So I'm going to be working on this all year. And so you can know that I've amalgamated the best tickets. So even if you're not a Patreon supporter, I'm going to try to hook you up. So I think I belabored the point enough there. We need to take a quick commercial break. We're going to talk in a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about Edwin Rios, some BS that Ricketts laid on us this week. And also a little later in the show, we're going to have Joe, I hope I'm saying this right, Caccione, because he is a world traveler who has been all over the world with a W flag. And he's hoping, I don't know what he's hoping for the Cubs to do for him, but we're going to find out tonight. And we're also going to play a little game, and you can try to figure out which nondescript white guy is on our team now. I forgot to mention earlier, but hashtag chance in the chat, and you could win a Frank Chance postcard sent to you by me. We're also going to give away a Patreon prize of the month. We're doing a lot tonight. But in the meantime, we're just going to take a quick commercial break. Everybody go grab themselves another beverage, and we will be right back. Hey, Cubs fans, at Amazon.com, do you buy lots of stuff? Why not support the Sun Ranto show by shopping through sunranto.com/stuff? All you gotta do is fill your cart at Amazon with lots of stuff. Then before you check out with all of that wonderful stuff, head on over to sunranto.com/stuff and click any of our Amazon links before you buy your stuff. Check out like you normally would with all that beautiful stuff. And the Sun Ranto show will get a small kickback because of the stuff you bought. And you'll be helping the Sun Ranto show buy all the stuff. We need to stay on the air talking about the Cubs and other stuff. Plus, you could win a monthly prize if some of your is chosen for Amazon. And if you win, we'll send you more
stuff.
Sunranto.com/stuff. That address again is sunranto.com/stuff. All righty, we are back. Welcome back to the Sunranto Show. We move into the minute 50 of the Sunranto Show. We're rocking and rolling tonight. Let's just talk real quick about Edwin Rios. Not sure why the Cubs picked him up. Bleacher Nation thinks they liked his bat. He does bat with his from the left side. That gives him advantage right there. He seems to have some pop. I'm going to put up his numbers at all the different levels. In the majors with the Dodgers, he's managed a 791 OPS. He's hit 20 home runs in only 260 at bats. So it's quite a bit of pop there. If you extrapolate that out, it took him four seasons to do it. Batting average is pretty low at 219. In the minors, 100 points higher OPS. He's hit 104. A little less than 10% of the time he's hitting a home run. And he also played college ball, which he did even better. So he's had a great minor league, great college career. And he probably somewhat blocked in LA. So they didn't want to pay him. And so now he's a Cub. And I don't know what that means for Morio Batstrom McStrinskrigal, but we got a lot of, now that you've got Nico Horner as your everyday second baseman and your platoon in first base, it looks like we got like a 5-man platoon over at third. And I'm just not sure why they thought they needed to pick up a, except for the fact that he's a lefty and maybe that changes the situation. I mean, somebody's got to get traded, right? We all want to trade or of some sort, or it's because otherwise
we have to release the pressure at some point.
Yeah. It's just like that third base is going to explode. And like,
right.
I know they want Madge to have some reps over there, and sure. Nobody wants this. Nobody likes Nick Madrigal. And maybe
except for David Ross.
We've been
seeing all over the place. David Ross is very impressed with what Madge does over there.
Yeah, but meanwhile, you got Morel, and we all know that we're on team him, but like he's more of a utility guy. He can play all over the place, so maybe he like talented his way right into the chorus with that crap because he won't get an everyday starting job because he's too valuable being everybody's backup. But that hurts his development in some ways because he's not getting the ABs.
He's not getting the consistent play time and the routines and all that stuff that's so important to a young player's development.
Well, and you know what they always say, if you have five third basemen, you don't have any third basemen.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anybody's ever said that before, but I've heard it in other sports for different positions.
Well, I believe we said it about second basemen on this very show.
Well, they finally figured that out.
Well, we just moved the carousel to a different, all of our chorus of second baseman is old now. So let's move into third base and hope they can throw to first.
Right. Because the thing that second baseman do really well is throw from third.
Yeah. So
that's generally how that works.
I can guarantee you why they picked up Rios, though. It's because he missed a huge chunk of 2022 with a serious hamstring issue.
Oh, I thought you were going to say an arm issue.
Nope, hamstring, but he did miss most of 2021 with a shoulder issue. So that's the Cubs thing. If you've been sidelined with injuries, boy, do we love picking you up off the scrap heap.
They have a Google alert for shoulder, elbow, forearm, triceps.
Judges, his phone's going off. Bing! Oh, look, this guy just tore his hamstring. Oh, he'll be ours next year. So yeah, it's a lot. I know who I want to win the third base sweepstakes. Patrick Wisdom must be looking around being like, what's happening with me? You know, cause he'd be the righty part of that platoon, I guess.
Well, and for a while they had talked about him being over at first, but if that's the case, we've got three or four first basemen too.
Yeah. Including him.
So all of whom think they're clubhouse leaders.
Yeah.
Right. That's going to be a lot of leaders, no followers in that exactly. Clubhouse.
Little Lord of the Flies by May. So So Ricketts went out there and started saying stuff. And I mean,
that always goes well.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not even reading between the lines. He is telling us, they've always told us exactly what they're doing to us. They've been completely honest the entire time. People refuse to listen to them. They're like, no, they wouldn't be like that. Yes, they would. They told you that they're not spending on the team. They told you they're going to try to win the World Series. And then they told you biblical losses. They're not lying. They're not going to turn around and be like, we're just kidding. We'll spend all the money in the world. We're the Mets. They're not going to do that. They're telling you who they are. So here's what he said about the luxury tax. He said, if we see an opportunity or it's the right time to go over for a year or two, we'll have the ability to do that. But we'll manage the luxury tax year to year. I'm not going to promise top five or anything like that, but we'll definitely put the resources we have on the field. They told you. They told you. You're not getting shit.
Yeah.
They're being right.
The third largest, area in the country. And he's like, I'm not even going to give you top five. Mm-hmm. I'm not going
to
promise.
There's no reason to. There's literally no reason to. They've expanded the playoffs. They can do just barely above the bare minimum and sneak into the wild card. And then they get to brag that they have been in the playoffs every year. There is absolutely no incentive to win.
It's a race to 500, baby.
Yeah. That was a little disheartening, but it doesn't close the door on it. But it's not like they're going to add some huge bat, or they're certainly not going to empty the farm system and all the cheap labor that they'll have from the talent coming. They'd much rather pick up an Edwin Rios and see if they can't get out of him what the Dodgers were trying to get out of him, and if it doesn't work out, they just get rid of him. But they'd rather waste $1 million on something that doesn't work out than get five guys, then spend $5 million on one person that might work out, they just are always looking for that bargain, which is kind of like when you buy cheap shoes and you buy 10 pairs of cheap shoes. If you just would have bought the good boots in the first freaking place, you would just had the one pair of boots for 3 years. You know what I mean?
It's like sitting there and pissing away your kids' college money at the penny slots.
Right. Which you now can do right outside of Wrigley Field at the new sports book, because he did mention that that's going to open up by the middle of the year. So, God, I hope there's slots in there. See, yeah. if they had blackjack, then it might go in. But it's just going to be all people anxious about their covering the spreads and crap,
Yeah. Even if they did have blackjack, you'd never get a spot at that table. The building's tiny.
Yeah, it's not big. Thank God. It's too big anyway, even though it's small. Ricketts loves his nondescript white guys on the team because they don't cost much. Can't tell them apart. So we thought we'd play. And because we don't know who's on the team, we thought we'd play a little game. And IFG, you came up with a great game. So what you're going to have to do is comment in the chat if you know who these nondescript white guys currently on the Chicago Cubs are. And there is no prize, just to, we'll clap for you. We'll cheer you on for being the winner. We'll give away prizes later in the show.
The prize is just getting to see this.
These are amazing graphics. So IFG, why don't you explain what we're going to see here and how the game is played?
Yep. So you'll have 10 seconds. You'll see a relief pitcher show up. He will be wearing some sunglasses and a mustache. And
by the way, I thought was Theo when I first
in the bleachers.
I thought it was Theo out in the bleachers.
So the clock will count down from 10, and we will remove bits of the costume as we go. And you'll have a few seconds after his face is revealed to come up with the name. Fastest fingers win. Let's see where we start. Let's go this guy.
Keegan Thompson. I have no idea who that is. Oh my God. Rue McClanahan.
I'm still saying Theo Epstein.
I still don't know who he is. Oh.
Ooh.
Brad Bonnie. Box Burger.
No, nobody got it.
I thought it was Bill Sturgis.
Thought it was Nico.
Nico.
Steel.
Nobody Rick. Got it.
Nobody knew.
I said relief pitchers, guys. It's hashtag the bullpen is.
Oh yeah, all relief pitchers. Yeah, this is like when they get the category wrong on Jeopardy. They just don't understand. Like,
yeah, things just start with S. Yeah.
That's okay.
Box like, owl.
okay. Boxburger's a warm-up round. Okay, we got three more. Let's see. Wait. Let's go this one here. Okay.
Ben Zobrist.
Come on, who is it?
David Bodie. No,
it's a nice bullpen. Nice smile.
Oh, Brandon Hughes. Somebody guessed Brian Bogusevic. Yeah, we got a couple
Thompson, Hughes. A Wick.
Clint and Dominic, they both guessed Hughes. That's good. You know, the only reason I recognize Brandon Hughes is because he came and saw the Bleacher Bum Band, and I actually talked to him for a little bit. So, like, I would never have known what he looked like other than that. And I think he had a little bit more of a beard.
It honestly is all in the eyes. Like, I can't tell any difference until the glasses come off, and then I'm like, oh, that is a different person.
But let's see if we can get this guy. He's got like more of a square face going
on. It's Andy from Ivy Envy.
Come on. Anybody?
Hayden Wisniewski. But you can't see till the eyes.
No, you really can't. That's a tough one.
What you got one more?
Yeah. Let's see. Let's do one more.
All right. Last one.
Oh, I think I know this one. I'm not going to say. See if anybody gets it in the chat here.
I know it's.
Yeah. We saw a little bit more of this guy last year. Keegan Thompson. Yeah, Dominic got Keegan. Those are great. We got to play that throughout the year a little bit more. That's a fun game. And it's a public service. We're letting you know who's on the team. There'll be a little bit more face recognizable. We got a lot of new guys. They all look the same. We're going to do one more little bit here. Michael, we were talking. We were texting, and everybody was laughing on Twitter about all the reports coming out of Los Angeles. That Jason Hayward, well, I guess they're coming out of Mesa. Jason Hayward has once again changed his swing, and he's due for a monster year. No more grounding over to second base anymore for Jay Hay. Brand new swing. And so we thought we'd do a little where are they now about Jason Hayward. Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got to play the theme song.
Where are they now?
Where the hell is Jason Hayward now? And tell me about his new swing, Michael.
Okay, so I went out and I started looking around. So this is going to be, it's not really a little game, but I thought it'd be kind of fun here. So I'm going to read you two headlines, and you're going to tell me which one is the new one, which one is the old one.
Oh, God.
Okay, number one, Hayward's new swing, the early talk of camp. And the other one is inside the complete overhaul of Jason Hayward's struggling swing.
What do you think, IFG? What's modern is one or two?
I'm just so mad.
I'm going the new one is the second one.
Wrong.
Oh, but it was struggling, though. I mean, it's like it was just struggling for a long time.
That was from an article written by Ken Rosenthal for Sports Illustrated, March 2nd, 2017. And he says the $184 million man was one of the few sore spots for the Cubs. Hayward's offseason goal was clear. Rebuild his swing from the ground up, which is interesting because in the other one, The new one from Juan Toribio on MLB.com from February 20th, 2023. Hayward actually says, quote, "I was expecting to make changes and expecting to start from scratch," which was nice. So in the last 6 years, nothing has happened.
Most everybody was wrong in the chat, too. Everybody guessed wrong because it's the same.
Okay, so now there's one more headline here, and it says, "Watch exclusive video of Jason Hayward working on swing at Sloan Park." And that's by Evan Altman from Cubs Insider. And the thing that I wanted to point out was that Evan writes, the first thing that jumps out is the hands. They're farther away from the body when he's at ease before moving into the load position. And you can clearly see he's getting much better extension. Juan Toribio, in the MLB article that just came out, writes, "Hayward has kept his hands higher and more compact, allowing him to catch up to the ball more freely." It's okay. Very similar stuff. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. The exact same problem. Looks like very similar answers. I don't know. What I do know is the Cubs are paying $17.5 million to fix Bellinger, and they're also paying $22 million to fix Hayward.
Yeah.
Intelligent spending.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, that was already a sunk cost. Like, you could just had him on the team, been in, like, an extra coach. And, like, now, I mean, now you got nowhere to play him. That's, you have, say, a Suzuki. You went and got Bellinger to, because you're actually going to try, because, you know, there is no place to play. There's no roster spot for Jason Hayward. He's not going to accept a minor league assignment. You know, you could just pay him to be around, but he might end up in the minors with the Dodgers, but at least he's, different change of scene.
For $17 million, you could have hired the Dodgers' entire hitting staff and brought them over to fix Jason Hayward.
It's McKinstry and the coaching staff.
It just brought them over to fix Jason Hayward because that's kind of what's happening right now.
Well, it is absolutely something we should be watching all year long. And I wish him well, but if he does really well, it's an indictment on the Cubs and their judgment. And I don't think that I could understate that. I'm just kidding. I mean, I know that I can understate that. Flammable, and I did not just understate
inflammable.
It.
Yes.
I will now overstate it. The Cubs are terrible and they make bad decisions all the time.
Let's not get carried away. You're overstating things.
Yeah, I think I just understated it. I don't know. I confuse myself. I'm just as confused as Jeff Passan. We're gonna take. Do you have anything else on Hayward's swing?
That was it.
Thank God. I will end the show today with my song to "Pretty in Pink." Pretty in Pink. I wrote it years ago, and it's called "Hayward's New Swing." Hayward's new swing,
it is
better speed. That is also from 2017 or 18, I think. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. This one for Patreon. This is really why we do the show. Patreon.com/Sunranto. If you're not a Patreon patron, you should be, because there's lots of perks at every single level. It really helps us keep the show on there, helps us depend on your support so we can keep putting this show on all throughout the season, entertaining you and all these fun stuff we do here on the show. So hashtag chance in the chat right now if you want to win a Frank Chance postcard sent to you by me with a message of love and doom. Right after here, we're going to pick our Patreon of the month. So I'll give anybody a chance right now to have their name added to the contest list right now. So you have the entire Patreon commercial to join our Patreon patronage, and we will be right back. All over Chicagoland, there are thirsty, frazzled, overworked Cubs podcasters who are struggling to survive one more baseball season in the dog-eat-dog world of unpaid content creation. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can make a difference. Become a super ranter at patreon.com/sunranto.
where your support ensures that poor, sad, pathetic, ugly, loser Cubs podcasters can pay for tickets and beer, and in turn, line the pockets of the baseball oligarch Ricketts family. Just $1 a month can buy a scorecard. $5 a month can pay for guitar strings to write a Cubs song. And $10 a month almost buys one beer at Wrigley Field. Cubs content creators are the lowest pieces of pond scum garbage that slither over the face of this planet. But super ranters help them get drunk and screw off at baseball games. What do you get out of it? The Sun Ranter Show, delivered to your podcatcher, without stupid advertisements like the one you're seeing and hearing right now. Plus, at other Super Ranter levels, you can get Cubs music, access to private Sun Ranto pages, the Ranter calendar, and special thanks and Ranter recognition in our live broadcasts, plus eligibility for monthly prizes. What does Sun Ranto get out of it? Your money. For tickets and beer. Go to patreon.com/sunranto. That's patreon.com/sunranto. And become a Super Ranter today.
We are back, and thank you to all of our super ranters who support us. Because you do support us, we give away a monthly prize. So that's what we're going to do right now, real quick. So let me see, actually, if there's anybody subscribed during that commercial break, if we have anybody to add. And nobody to add, you stingy bastards. But we will pick a winner from one of our 107 Patreon supporters. Right now, I'm going to share my screen, and we're going to give away some prizes. Wheel of names. There we go. Can you see that? Here we go. Who's going to win it? Who's going to win it? T-shirt, pop socket, and a hat. And the winner is Phil.
Phil. Phil, congratulations, Yay, Phil. I'm not sure who Phil is, but we'll figure that out at a future date. Congratulations, Phil. Thank you for being a Patreon supporter.
Phil was embarrassed to be a Patreon supporter. He's like, I don't want anybody to know exactly who I am.
I'm going one name, like Cher. So I also want to take a moment and wish our happy birthdays, too, because we didn't do it at the beginning of the show. Ron Santo's birthday is tomorrow. Posthumously. Also, Sarah Sanchez is on Sunday, as is Bleacher Bum Band drummer Darko Kurjak. Kevin Davis is on Tuesday, and Harry Carey's birthday is on Wednesday. So get ready for that and grab yourself a Budweiser. I don't know why I said it like that. Budweiser! Like all of a sudden weird. So I wanted to invite this guy in the show because... Well, I love his pictures and what he's doing. He's a world traveler, and his idea was to take a Cubs W flag and bring it all over the world on his travels with him. So I'd like to welcome to the show Joe Caccione. Hi, Joe.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Hey, good. Welcome.
Am I saying your name right? Caccione.
Caccione. It was close enough, Caccione. Though. I've heard worse.
What is the worst you've heard?
That's Cacciatore all the time.
Cacciatore. There's not even an R or an A.
Not even a mistake, right? They're just being dicks.
Yeah,
at that point, yeah,
they're just not paying attention. So, you got
a Starbucks barista, just like whatever, dude.
So, thanks for coming on the Sun Ranto show. I love what you were trying to get out of the Cubs, which you tweeted at them. And what were you trying to get out of them? Here's your tweet. It said, serious question at Cubs: how many countries do I need to fly my W at for me to throw out a first pitch at a game this year? So, and then you got this collage of pictures that you tweeted at them. You got the Eiffel Tower. I'll show some close-ups of these, but
Abbey Road's in there. That was good.
I'll put them up a little bit. There's the Abbey Road. I'll show a few here. There you are by some waterfall. Where is that?
This is in Iceland. I couldn't even pronounce the name of it, but yeah, somewhere on the south coast of Iceland.
And here you are with some elephants.
This was Chiang Mai in Thailand. I went to visit an elephant sanctuary, and these were all rescue elephants from a war that they had a few years back. And most of these broken legs. No, they used elephants to walk on, you know, battlegrounds and find mines. And yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was really wild hearing about it. Yeah, so a lot of the elephants had like broken legs from stepping on mines. So we went and visited an elephant sanctuary and took a picture there with them.
That might be the most fucked up thing I've heard in like a week.
Like, yeah, it was.
This is a podcast.
Those mines are meant to go off with a little bit of weight. They're like, what can we get as the biggest thing? Doesn't make any elephant.
Good well, maybe God. They're just figuring that elephant won't die. It'll just, you know, they'll just be maimed or something. You know, it won't be that bad for the elephant. I don't know.
Do they think they can use the elephant three times?
Yeah. It seems like a horrible idea. I don't want to sit here and justify it for those people. It just sounds like a bad situation all around, to be honest.
Now, but all I can think of is an elephant hopping on one leg.
So you are in front of the Eiffel Tower with the W flag. Here you are at Niagara Falls.
Yep.
Did you get married there? Is that your girlfriend, wife, fiance?
No, that was just a friend of mine. Yeah, we just took a little vacation was all.
Slowly I turn Niagara Falls.
You knew better than to mix baseball with your, you know, like your Cubs fandom so with this your
is
proposal.
In Italy? So,
yeah, so this was actually just a couple weeks ago. So this is my wife here. And we actually got engaged right outside the marquee. We met in the bleachers too. So, yeah, she got to join in.
You met in the bleachers? Someday you're going to own the team.
Yeah. I hear everybody that meets their wives in the bleachers ends up owning the cup.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, is this in Budapest, Hungary?
No, this was Lisbon, Portugal.
Ah, it's beautiful.
I've heard Portugal is amazing. I want to go there.
So, we weren't there very long, but This was probably the coolest thing we saw.
I got to ask, is this, there you are like on some castle. Is this the same castle that Monty Python filmed Holy Grail?
What I was thinking.
It looks exactly the same as where those are French guys.
Where did you get the coconuts?
I have absolutely no idea what they film Monty Python at, but that's Blarney Castle in Ireland. I didn't send it over to you, but I've got a picture of me kissing the Blarney Stone while wrapped in the W flag.
So I have been to Ireland, been to the Blarney Castle. I did not kiss the Blarney Stone because it was, I don't know, I had to wait in line. And
why would you want to kiss the stone everybody else is kissing? You're going to get freaking herpes off it. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, and also, what you don't know until you get there is that they hang you upside down about...
That's how the magic
65
works.
65 feet up in the air, and you kiss the bottom of the Blarney Stone. Like, it's not like there's a stone sitting there. You just go up and kiss. Like, they hang your ass out
of the castle. Someone's holding your leg.
Irish magic has gravity. That's why you can't turn your horseshoes upside down, because the magic will fall out. You hope it doesn't
have gravity at that point.
I'm gonna need all man. The problem is when people get themselves into the position to be kissing the Blarney Stone, they shouldn't be doing gymnastics at that point, because I'm sure half the people are like nine Guinnesses in, be like, let's go kiss the Blarney Stone, and then they're just like hanging upside down, falling on their head, concussions.
Well, brain now damage. It's the tourist thing. You got to pay for it and stand in line. But I'm sure back in the day, while you were hanging out that hole, they were just fucking taking money out of your pockets.
Yeah, exactly.
They were just stealing all of your stuff.
So, Joe, how did this all start? I mean, you've been to what, 15, 16, how many countries you said?
Probably 17, 18 now. I think I only brought the flag to maybe 13, 14 of them. Yeah, it started in 2015. I think I flew out to Paris. Went to Madrid and flew around there for a little bit. And then in 2016, there was like a big initiative going on, like the Fly the W hashtag was going around. And, I had a trip to Sydney, Australia, and I stopped in Los Angeles on a layover and met with a family friend who was out there, and he wanted to take his picture in front of the Hollywood sign. That was kind of his thing. And I thought, well, I'm going to Sydney. I'll just bring your flag with. So I actually took his flag out to Sydney and took some pictures there and thought, you know, this is kind of cool. I should just keep doing it. And yeah, just anytime I go now, I just feel like I have to bring it.
Yeah, there you are in Sydney. You know, that's a great thing because people have different things. Like they bring like a troll doll or there's a, I don't know. There's some new one that kids do, I guess. He's
there
got a name.
Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley. Yeah, that's the one.
Been around for a while, yeah.
Yeah, no, I had a Flat Stanley in my house last summer. I was like, what the hell is that thing? It was like, you know, my.
It's from a children's book.
Jimmy, they're not alive. I don't know what that was.
Well, I thought it was a voodoo doll or something. I'm like, wait, you know, there's black magic in my house. Like, get this shit out of here. It's like,
no, it's
Flat Stanley. That sounds like a freaking horror movie plot.
It's from a children's book. There's this little character called Stanley who goes around, has all these different adventures all around the world. So kids draw their own little Stanley when they go on a vacation, and they let Stanley see this country and that country and all the different places they go. So they bring their Flat Stanley with them.
I need a thing.
Next level. Flat Stanley flying the W.
Is that even possible?
That's the next thing to do.
We could sell that. Yeah, what should I bring? I just usually bring my computer. That's what I have with me. Here's me and my computer in front of Mount Rushmore. Well, that's not a different country. But so do you travel for work, or is this or you just like love to travel and you spend all your money on it?
That's basically it. Yeah, I got bored a few years ago and just wanted to start doing things. I remember just kind of thinking like, you know, I was at home and just wanted to go see something, and the Eiffel Tower just kept popping in my head. And I was like, I'm just going to book a trip. So half the trips I kind of do by myself. A lot of them, one of my buddies in there. And luckily now I can just bring my wife and drag her along.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So now do you also travel to ballparks?
Yeah. So I think I've been to 22, maybe.
I was just going to ask you on. Yeah. So on the Ranter Discord, we were all talking about this. Everybody going through like how many countries you've been to and how many ballparks and stuff. And I realized I've been to one more country than I've been to ballparks. And I was wondering where you were at. Obviously, you said you're at 22 ballparks.
About even. Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting close. I think ballparks definitely outweigh it still, though.
Yeah, I've got more ballparks. Yeah. I've got more ballparks than countries, so I gotta maybe change that. I'm trying to get maybe Poland in there at the end of this year for a theater tour I'll be doing. But the key is, you know, if you go down to like Central America and just like kind of go down through, you could hit like five or six or at once and just kind of go around. That'd be fun. So where's your next? Are you going to London?
I am. Yeah, we'll be in London. We're gonna fly to London. We'll go to Dublin. I think we're gonna hit like Scotland, Amsterdam. I've already been to a few of those, but it's kind of cool. Now I get to take my wife, and we're going to bring our 8-year-old. So she's never left the country either. And we're going to take her with. So all three of us will be able to go to the games and kind of see Europe a little bit more.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to know in the chat if anybody has something that they bring around that's either Cubs related or not, because I just think that's a funny thing just to bring a little something with you and just even if it's pocket size, then take a picture with it there. That's a lot
of fun. I actually have a bag that I carry around with me that I've had since I was in the Army, and then I get a patch wherever I go, and then I try and then I put the patch on the bag. So
that's really cool. I have my bucket hat. I can see how many baseball fields I can lose my bucket hat.
She just keeps getting pictures of the grounds crew picking up her bucket hat.
Well, Joe, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing all these photos with us. So what did the Cubs say? Is there any resolution to this? Because I think that we need to make it our like kind of mission here to get you to throw out the first pitch at the Cubs game. So they didn't tell you. I think the number is 69. You got to go to 69 countries. 69.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
that would be.
I can
nice.
Make it. Yeah, yeah. A few more years, we can do it. Yeah, I haven't gotten a response back yet, but I forgot who it was now. Oh, Alzolay retweeted it. He liked the photo, so there's traction there. People are starting to see it. I'm hoping by maybe the end of the year, add a few more to the collage, and you know, just keep spamming.
You
got to
keep
notice.
On them. Maybe yep. Like call the South Bend Cubs, see if you can like hit the minor leagues first, you know.
Yeah, work your way up.
Warm
work
up a little bit. Up.
Yeah, exactly. Work up.
Just work like up the arm. Other player.
Get in the Myrtle Beach.
Get a picture
Beach.
Of you throwing out the first pitch at like a little league game, right?
Hashtag flat grounds.
Then go to a high school, right? And then W flag, throw out your first pitch and be like, you know, Cubs, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something there.
Critical mass. We'll get it going. Well, thanks, Joe, for coming on. I appreciate you sharing all your photos with us, and we wish you luck, and we're on your side. So no matter, always tag us in this stuff. We're going to make sure you get that first pitch.
Danny,
I appreciate it, you guys.
Hold on 1 second. Before you go, you know, we were doing a lot of digging, and, you know, you're a very humble, humble man, but we want to thank you for your service, for flying the W.
Yeah, I forgot to share these. We got pictures of Joe and you know, this was pretty, you know, I didn't know you'd look great for a guy in his 90s. First of all, like, it's pretty incredible. 90s, the like fact hundreds. That you were at Iwo Jima and that was just a pretty historic event to have that W flag at. And also in 1969, some years later, there you are with Neil Armstrong on the moon and your double W flag. And this is the one, you know,
they say you faked that picture, Joe, but we all know it really happened.
You could tell by the shadows.
Yeah. The fun part about it is the W flag was actually where the American flag was, but they made me take that down.
You were there just for the photo opportunity,
right?
Just waiting for him.
Yeah, it was the Cold War. I mean, you know, you can't have this. And then this is the one that I was really most proud of you. You know, your world travels. I brought you to China in the late 80s, and there's that man standing up to those tanks in Tiananmen Square, and you and your buddy there with the W flag supporting him. And, you know, I got to say, like, the reason that the Chinese are turning into, like, even really more of a communist or a capitalist behemoth than us might be because of this moment right here, Joe. You just really opened the doors for the capitalists to take over that country, and really, really appreciate it.
It was at that moment that China realized we can make those flags for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, and those idiots in Chicago buy them for a lot and bring them all over the world. So, well, thanks for coming on. Thanks for remembering that I made those memes. I forgot I did it yesterday. Joe, thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you on Twitter. Where can everybody find you on Twitter? What's your handle?
I think it's just my name, at Joe Cascione.
CACCHIONE.
That's it.
So yeah, Dominic brought a W flag to Jamaica last year, and always a Cubs shirt. Yeah, it's fun wearing a Cubs hat around the world too, because you get recognized randomly. Corey always travels with deodorant. Not
I
always.
I would disagree,
Corey,
with that, but yeah, whatever, Corey. Keep telling yourself.
So thanks for coming on, Joe. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Yep.
All right, bye. Man, I want to travel more places. Artie says he has a messenger bag. Nathan says his John Baker Day has made the rounds. That's cool. Pins. I know a lot of people do the pins, and that's nice because it is, you can travel it easy. You know,
I had started with pins. I started with these fucking patches. I have a lot of patches that are not on the bag just because it's takes effort.
Pin, you just go blank and the pin's on.
Yeah. So be more like Arby's, less like Boudreaux's.
Yeah, I do. I've got some license plates that I've got hanging up in my bathroom.
You've got a lot of people all over the
world.
That's
more decoration. I just enjoy
they don't have license plates in their cars.
I usually collect my spare change when I go out traveling. So I've got, you know, change from Canada and change from Bonaire. Like, when my friends go out of the country, they bring me back, you know, what do you want from Nicaragua? And I'm like, bring me your pocket change. All I want, so I have
that's cool. Just
like
a little money, yeah. It is interesting.
Old people used to get spoons.
Oh, yeah.
You go somewhere, you get a fucking spoon.
My best kid in middle school, her mom was super into the travel spoons, like a million different tiny metal spoons from Disney World.
Yeah, God, I don't know. People get shot glasses and stuff. Like, I've definitely bought that for people, you know.
I collect baseball cards. I have absolutely no room to talk.
Yeah, well, I mean, magnets. I mean, you just get all this crap, and then one day you're just like, I hate all this crap, and I just throw it all away. And so, like, I've just never been a real collector of things. Like, try to, you know, keep it down. But it is fun when you have, like, a travel thing. Like,
what that guy does with the what Joe does with the W flag, it's like taking a thing that you have and and bringing it to places, as opposed to like collecting more crap. You know, you just keep the one thing, and it's the one thing you have that you do that with.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I just don't have one. I got to figure one out. So,
I collect memories, Danny, and then I drink them away on this podcast.
Precisely. So that's pretty much the show. We're going to be going on our Discord afterwards and hanging out a little bit longer. I'm going to pour myself a glass of whiskey. I deserve it. I've been drinking all week long. I've been on antibiotics.
It's Friday. You ain't got shit to do. Let's get high.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go crazy, motherfucker. Over on the Discord. Yeah. So, no, it's fun over there. I like talking to all you guys. And it's another thing we give away at Patreon. So, patreon.com/sunrandall is how you do that. And I got a few announcements. Bleacher Bump Band opening day. That's March 30th at Output Lounge right there on Clark, a little bit north of Wrigley. There is a Facebook event. If you like Bleacher Bum Band, which you should, you'll see the event there. It is public. Invite your friends, phone the neighbors, wake the kids, because it is free while supplies last. I mean, when the supply is me, so we'll see. It's been touch and go this winter, I'm telling you. Also, another save the date, June 17th, Cubs versus Orioles. It's a Saturday. We're going to do a CD release party to celebrate Bleacher Bum Band's brand new album, which we got the drums done for. I can say that much at least. The drums are done, but it will be done by June 17th, and we're going to celebrate that day with a concert, and there'll be festivities. Save the day.
I don't understand music at all, and I don't understand how you did drums and nothing else.
I'll explain it on a we're out of the off season. That's an off season topic.
That's a Discord. If you want to know how in the fuck you record drums and nothing else at a song,
I'll tell you about how. Want to know how like the drums were recorded in a completely different country that I've never even been to, like Croatia, because that's what happened. Because Darko, whose birthday is this Sunday, in fact, happy birthday, Darko. Record all the drums. We had a brand new drummer at Bleacher Bum Band. So you can, it's his debut at opening day too. It's opening day for everybody. The kid is awesome too. Tony Terrific. You'll be hearing from this kid. I'm telling you. And he's young too. And that's good. Like we need like, let's
I like the young drummer.
Yeah. Yeah. Young drummer's got energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's a Cubs fan. The last guy was a Sox fan. It was never going to work out in the end.
That was
from the start.
That was a breakup. Just from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Great news. July 8th. This is another save the date. South Bend Cubs game. We're singing the anthem. Me, Bleacher Jeff, and John Benedek, and maybe my sister too. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to throw a big event, and I think we're going to try to get like group tickets, and probably I'll stay over and just have a big old fun time of it in the middle of July. It's also Crawley's birthday.
Oh,
so
fun.
We'll be doing that. And
it's also my son Eli's birthday.
Yeah, it is.
He'll be 18.
Ladies.
Oh, man.
He's legal. So then Chris, hey, Chris from the South Bend Cubs.
I love the idea that all these old ladies are just
getting like, after your son.
They keep knocking at the door like, when is it?
When is it? Yeah, it's July 8th. Get out there. Michael's son's 18. What can he do? Buy cigarettes? Rent a car? Can't even rent a car.
He's in a big boy jail.
Yeah.
You go to jail.
That's pretty much
all. Go to jail. War. I mean,
old ladies can pick you up.
A different connotation than it did when we were younger.
So I dropped a link in the chat also right now. Chris from the South Bend Cubs, he's raising money for Special Olympics right now. He's got a goal of $1,000. He's a little more than halfway there. Let's get him there. I dropped the link. Give him $10. I did. Joan and the Fire is going on at Trapdoor Theater starting March 9th, playing Thursday through Saturdays. You should come see it. Don't miss it. I did sound. My lovely wife, Nicole, she directed it. It's going to be an awesome show. It's about Joan of Arc, but it's like about a lot of other stuff too. Good news to report on Freya the dog. If you remember from last week, Freya, we were raising money for Freya the dog who had cancer or
on the liver, I believe, and a polyp or something like that. The surgery was a success. Freya is resting comfortably at home, recovering.
Sadly, she still has Kershaw eyes, but that wasn't part of the – that we weren't raising money for that.
Scherzer eyes.
Scherzer eyes. Heterochromia.
Oh, right. She still has the Kershaw limp as well. Every time you think she's about to put her foot down.
The Kershaw urge to drop into the fetal position in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what you got. So, and also good news about my cousin. She's home from the hospital today. So if you didn't know, she had a stroke and it was really sucked and happened right at the beginning of the year. And it's just been one of the bad things that have happened, but she came home today, which is progress. And we're all happy. And I know she's really happy. She'd been calling the hospital jail. So she's happy to be out of there. So very excited. So let's get hashtag chance in the chat. Your last almost chance to get that done. Anybody got some TFCs?
I already burned mine early because they just kept coming up.
I got kind of two. One is just from the Discord chat, which I don't, you have to help me with which Muppet this is. But what, last week when we were comparing Cubs to Muppets, which was amazing and a lot of fun to do. But I love this one of Boog Shiami being compared. This is from Wrigleyville Bum. Who's that Muppet? He's a Fraggle Rock guy, right?
No. That's a Muppet. And it is, shit. It's Sweetums.
Okay.
That's Sweetums. He's an original Muppet. He shows up in the Muppet movie and they leave without him. And then he's like chasing him through the rest of the movie.
But he looks just like Boog Shiami.
I think it's Sweetums.
And that looks like Boog Shiami's mugshot. So we got to figure out what that's all about. Or it's like, you know, his first press badge or something. So
it really does look like a mugshot.
And here's this one cracked me up. This one comes from Crawley. He says, fantastic article on at Fergie Jenkins. He has always supported the mission of Club 400 at Club 400 Cubs Cave. Cubs fans helping Cubs fans and has attended numerous events. Thanks, Fergie, for being a Hall of Fame person as well as a Hall of Famer on the field. So it's like Crawley's just like fully going full publicist mode out there right
Thanks
now.
Thanks so much, Fergie, for sponsoring our blah blah.
And then Fergie responds, appreciate the kind words. This was a paid appearance, and I do not know much about the charity or mission, but wish them the best.
This was a paid appearance. Endorsement sold to us.
Fergie's like, I don't give a shit. Somebody paid me. I showed up.
Body. I wish them the best. And of course, like Fergie also paid for this.
This is Fergie Jenkins. You're listening to Sean Randall, the 69th Beth Cup podcast.
So we got Sean Rando.
Sean Rando.
I love that tweet. Oh my God.
I'm going to save that and share that under everything.
The best part is like, he's not faking anything. He's not just out there on Front Street, like, whatever, dude. I got paid for this shit. Yeah.
Enjoy your charity, whatever you do, gooders. So I'm going to share my screen, and we're going to give away a hashtag chance postcard in the chat. Nobody has any more TFCs, right? That's it? That's all we got. All right. Well, let's give away a postcard then. All right. Round and round she goes. Where she stops, only the random name picker knows.
Do you think anybody knows? I don't think anybody knows.
No, nobody knows. Robert Sanchez, congratulations. Not only does Robert Sanchez win the chance postcard sent to him by me with a message of hope and doom, but he also got to witness me fall on my ass at Cubs convention right in front of Tom Ricketts. He was one of the few lucky ones who won that this year. Congratulations, Robert. Love you. Fine Patreon supporter. So we're going to go over to Discord. And as David Kaplan once said, for no money, he wasn't even given money.
Spookog! Or go Cubs, backwards.
To be fair, he didn't get paid for it, but he also didn't know what he was saying.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. We will be back next Friday with yet another show and Cubs games to talk about, and hopefully a bunch of losses and guys working on things. That's what we're looking for. Enjoy the game tomorrow. All you Patreon people, we'll see you on Discord. Please join us at patreon.com/unranto and be a part of the season. And Spagog.
Spagog.
Spagog!
Hayward's been rolling out to second base. Seems like he did it all year. Or he gets under and hits a pop fly. At least his speeches are great. But Hayward has found a new swing and he says, I can hit, time to put on a show. I've straightened my bat and I've opened my stance. It'll quicken my hands through the zone. It's Hayward's new swing. Better speed. Hayward's new swing. He'll succeed. Brett Taylor said J. Hay looks like Rizzo from the way that he's holding his hands. Moving more freely. Rotating his hips with the swing. It's in on the fists, he can pull down the line, cause he's better at shifting his weight. Hayward won't roll out to second anymore, which would really be freaking great. Hayward's new swing, better speed. Hayward's new swing, he'll succeed.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.